Welcome to the Second Nature Show. My name is Dom Campbell. I am here with my fellow co-show host, Alex Coble-Frakes.
Hello.
And Donna Masterson.
Hello.
And I'm privileged today to have a friend on, my friend Laron McKnight. He is the owner of a 9-Round gym here in South Plainfield, New Jersey. Welcome, Laron.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to have you here. So I know a little bit about your story. You've shared it with me a couple of times, actually.
Yeah.
Let everybody know. Share your story. What got you into this? What allowed you to want to become an owner of a 9-Round?
Well, for me, dating back to as far as I can remember, I've always wanted to get into business ownership. And I never knew exactly what capacity I wanted to go into. Obviously, with 9-Round being fitness, I've always been in the fitness in some way, shape, or form. Former football player, high school level plus collegiately. And that's really where my passion and my drive for fitness comes from. I can pretty much, create my own workouts, and that's what I've been doing over the years in order to keep myself in tip-top shape. Now, full disclosure, once I got out of college, I did not always keep myself in great shape. I did what most athletes do. They stop working out. They really don't change their eating habits. And, I put on a bunch of weight. And then at one point enough was enough. And so in that process of me, losing the weight that I did lose, which was, close to about 50 pounds total. I made a decision that, I'm going to go into personal training. And it was a year before I got into researching and starting the process with 9-Round. So, I decided I want to become a personal trainer. I wanted to help people, with their fitness goals. As I shared with you before, I have family members with a lot of health problems. My family has a lot of health issues, and I just didn't want that same fate for me. And it really boils down to being active. So what got me into 9-Round is during my process of I guess research in terms of what business I wanted to own. This gave me the best of both worlds. It's something I can be passionate about because it is fitness. But at the same time, it gives me that chance to be, a business owner, which is, not only helping individuals meet their goals, but, also providing jobs for people, creating some type of direction or leadership for, some of the younger folks that may not necessarily know or see a clear path of, where they want to go. So, that's the reason why I got into the 9-Round brand. It was a perfect storm in terms of what I was looking for in terms of business ownership, plus getting into fitness.
Wonderful. Thank you, Laron. I have a question. How does that inspiration affect your personal health and your wellness? How does that affect you?
Repeat the question again.
How does that inspiration for what you've done in the gym affect your own health and wellness?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm going to be a business owner and I'm going to inspire others to reach whatever goal it may be, I need to be able to walk the walk. And for myself, I've been there. When people start to look at me, and actually some of our clients in my gym now, and she says, we're having a world push-up contest day tomorrow. And the world record for push-ups in an hour's time frame is like 2,086 or something like that. Yes, it's some astronomical number. So, the question was asked, how does somebody do 2,000 push-ups in an hour? And then looked at me and says, you're super fit. Could you do 2,000 push-ups? Well, I may look super fit now. I wasn't always super fit. I mean, when in college, when I played football, I was. But once I left, it was years and years and years where I let myself go. And, super fit turned into something completely different. So I've been there. I understand the struggle in terms of what it's like living day to day, overweight, lack of energy, things of that nature. And then also know the struggle to get back in shape. Because once you're out of shape, it is very, very hard to get back in shape. It's easy to put the weight on, they say, but it's very hard to get it off. And it takes discipline and it takes a lot of time. So for me, I can share a personal story, a personal journey as to, why it's important to stay the course. And the light at the end of the tunnel is the reward is much greater than, the quote unquote pain that's associated with working out and getting into shape. So the inspiration really just comes from me, walking the walk and being able to live what I actually preach.
It's beautiful. And it's so true. You were saying it is a mind and body. It's not just losing weight, but it has to be within the mind itself and have the right mindset.
Right.
Yes. I'm really curious about something. Something that you said piqued my attention. You said like that getting into the shape you want to get into takes a lot of time and a lot of dedication. And so many people come to me and they say they want that quick fix, they want the easy route. And so can you talk to a little bit about what you've seen as a professional? What is a realistic time? What should people be expecting so that they aren't disappointed? And what's a healthy amount of time to really lose the weight in a good, sustainable way?
So I always tell my clients, there's a couple of things. There's a lot of different factors that determine the time frame. It depends on where you are now, right? Mm-hmm. So where you are now is really going to determine how long it takes to get to that end goal. I typically tell folks, depending on, so let's say I have a client that comes to me and they say, I want to lose, 25 pounds and I want to get stronger and I want to be leaner. Well, what we ask is for at least 3 months. It's going to take at minimum 3 months in order for you to hit that goal. Now, somebody that has a little bit of a larger goal, it's a different story. So every individual and every case is different. You know, I always tell people, you know, I'll use it age 40. That's my age. So I'll say, you know, it took you 40 years to put this weight on. You're not going to take it off in 2 months. It takes time. And you have to be patient. You have to stay the course. If you do that and you follow the plan, then, you know, I guarantee you success. But you have to follow the course. But it's really, it's all in the case by case scenario. And I answer that question different for every single solitary individual, depending on their goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just answered my question, actually, Alex. In an eloquent way. Thank you, Lamont.
No problem.
So if I was somebody interested in your services, how would you and me work together? Like if I walked into your gym and I wanted to work with you, what would we do?
So if you were a potential prospective client to actually join the gym, mm-hmm. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a series of questions, because we're not like your traditional big box gym, mm-hmm. where we want you to pay a membership and then, you know, you walk into our gym and you do your own thing, and if you hit your goals, great. If you don't, just continue to pay your money. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to help people, you know, change their lives and transform, you know, whatever that goal is into an actual reality. So the first thing I do is I ask a series of questions so I can get to understand what that client is, where they are now, you know, what's been holding them back, and ultimately what are they trying to accomplish at the end of the day? And then realistically, how much time are you willing to dedicate to, you know, coming here on a consistent basis, staying on top of your nutrition, drinking as much water as possible. So ask a series of questions before we do anything. And then based on the answer to those questions, then I'll go into sort of like a reassurance or a recap of what they told me and say, this is what your goals are. You're looking to accomplish X, Y, Z. If it's 30 pounds in, you know, 4 months, you're looking to accomplish 30 pounds in 4 months. You want to increase your energy. You want to, you know, burn fat, build lean muscle, things of that nature. Then I'll tell them, here's what you're going to need to do in order to do so. And then I'll walk them through what a 9-round workout is like what our program offers. Because we offer tons of different things. The biggest benefit is that it's 30 minutes. But I don't like to hang on the fact that it's 30 minutes, because some people may assume, well, if it's only 30 minutes, how much of a good workout could I get in 30 minutes? It's not about it being 30 minutes. It's about the type of workout that you're doing within that 30 minutes. And that ultimately is what helps you to hit those goals. So the first thing we're going to do is ask a series of questions to understand where they are and what they're looking to accomplish and, you know, what's been holding them back. And then the next is to explain exactly what they're going to go through. And then they get their first workout free. So you actually try the workout. You know, I always say you try the workout to see if it's for you. I know it's going to be for you, because at the end of the day, it's going to, if you stay the course, this type of workout is going to help you get to where you need to go. So it's not even a matter of if or how. You're going to love it. Because I have some dynamic trainers. Our workouts are great. We have a lot of fun. We keep the energy high. So, you know, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. We take you through a free workout. And then after workout, the workout sells itself.
So when you start a program, stick with it.
Exactly. That's the thing. If you start a program, mm-hmm. stick with it. It's like, so for example, I'll call people out. If they haven't come in a couple of weeks, I have a lot of people that message me on my business page on Facebook. We obviously have all our contact information. I'll send them a text and, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. You need to come in. And then it's a guilt trip. They start to feel guilty and they'll just, oh, you know what? I had somebody come in yesterday and she hasn't been in the gym in probably about a month. And, you know, when she finally came back in yesterday, she had this look. She was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. It happens to everybody. You know, just get back on track and stay the course. That's all.
Great. Love
you. One of the things I had the opportunity to work with Laurent at his gym one night. And one of the things that was really cool that I could see doing that is that he's very hands-on with everybody that comes in and he knows everybody's story.
Yeah.
And all the trainers there have that level of relationship with all of the clients coming in because of the nature of the way it is. People don't come in and just do what they want. It's not that type of gym. They are guided by the trainer on site there to go through the circuits of the 9 rounds. And every time they walk in there, it's different.
Yep.
And so it's really quite an experience for someone who needs that guidance that doesn't know exactly what to do or wants, you know, doesn't want to be stuck in a rut of a routine. It's a great, great option to go in there and have that guidance.
That's actually a good point. So I don't want to put a number on it, but you'll have a good number of clients that will join our gym. You know, obviously one of my caveats, I always tell folks, this is personal training with an actual facility to come to. And so we guide everyone, myself and my trainers, we guide everyone through every single solitary workout. And it's about not just guiding them through the workout, it's about motivating them. And, you know, we have a good number of members who haven't worked out in a number of years. Some of them will tell us they haven't worked out since they were kids. And, you know, because of that, there's an embarrassment level because in their mind, their perception is, you know, I can't keep up with this fit person that's next to me. Well, because we're at circuit training and everybody's on their own individual round, for one, when you're doing your own workout, you're focused just in on yourself because it's just one person to one round, unless we're like super busy. But, you know, there's really just one person to one round. So you're really just focusing on you and what you need to do. And then what our trainers do and myself, we'll go around, we'll not only correct form, but it's, you know, great job. You're doing an awesome job. I had a client last night and, you know, every time we would go through a particular workout, you can tell in the back of her mind, she's like, oh, you know, I feel like I can't do these workouts. And I'm looking at her like, you are doing awesome. Like, you're doing a fantastic job. Just keep up the good work. And then the mix of that, let's say they are doing the movement wrong. Like, you know, you're doing an awesome job. Keep moving. We're just going to make one correction. And then I'll actually do the workout. I'll do the actual movement with them so that they can see exactly how the movement should be done. And I always tell them, the only reason why I'm correcting you is because I don't want you to get injured. Because if you're injured, then you can't come in. You can't work out. Not even coming into the gym. You can't do anything once you're injured because now you have to let that injury heal. So I always tell them, I'm not correcting you to embarrass you. I'm correcting you so that you don't get hurt. And that's the number one thing. And they appreciate that. They appreciate the level of empathy that we show throughout the workouts in terms of not only motivating them and making them feel like they're doing a great job, which they are, but also we don't want them to hurt themselves either.
Yeah, I know that one night there were all kinds of people, all ages, all backgrounds, at all different stages in their health and wellness. Some are really obese. Some people are the skinny, looking to bulk up. There are just, it's the full gamut.
Yeah, we have everything.
You have everything. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. That's actually one of our, another, I guess, not necessarily a selling point, but that's a key point to our, I guess, what we have to offer. I always tell people we take on any fitness level. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, a world class athlete. It doesn't matter if you're obese and you haven't worked out in years. We'll take anyone. You know, we modify all the workouts to the individual. So, you know, if you are one of those individuals that hasn't worked out in years and you are obese and you can't do most of the movements, well, our job is to show you what you can do. We'll modify some of the movements that may be too difficult, but then over time, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to do those movements because, you know, you've dropped some weight. So now your flexibility is now increased. Because your flexibility is increased, you're now able to do, you know, let's say a half a burpee or a modified burpee. You may not have been able to do a sit-up. I have clients when we opened October 5th, and I had several clients that could not do one full sit-up. They just couldn't pick themselves up. You know, now I have some of those individuals not only doing full sit-ups, but now they're doing, you know, regular planks. They're holding low planks. They're doing a V-sit, which is a very, very difficult movement to do for the core. You know, so they're doing things that they just didn't imagine themselves being able to do. And so that's what we pride ourselves on, and that's the selling point to, you know, what we have to offer. You have a goal that you want to achieve. Our job is to help you get there.
Perfect.
That's awesome. I've got a question. I'm curious, what is the biggest misconception that you've seen people come in with about health and wellness and specifically fitness? What is like maybe the misconception or a lie that people kind of come in with around fitness?
I don't have time. That's number one.
Trouble.
That's number one. I don't have time to work out, you know? And so like with our gym, listen, I even tell people sometimes when they come through, whether you join the gym, whether you join my gym or not, don't just not do anything. You know, your goal is if you have a goal that you need to hit, do something. If you know you need to start, then start doing something. I don't care if it's just, you know, walking outdoors 4 days a week. Just don't not do anything because you're going to end up in the same place that you are today and you're going to remain frustrated. And so that's the biggest misconception is I don't have time to work out. You can work out anywhere. You can work out in your home, obviously in the gym. I would love them to become members of my gym. A lot of them that come in with that biggest misconception, you know, a lot of them do join. But if they don't, that's fine. But make sure you do something. You know, I always tell them 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes is 2% of your day. You can't find 2% of your day to come into the gym. We have a nail salon that's right across the street from us. So if you can spend an hour at the nail salon, you know, on a weekly basis getting your nails done, you can spend 30 minutes a couple of days a week working on your health and wellness.
Right. I agree.
They might break a nail, though, LaRon. They might break a nail.
And I've had people said, I'm going to break a nail. I was like, no, I'm going to show you how to ball a proper fist so that you don't break a nail.
You come here, you work out, then you go across the street and get your nails done.
I was just going to ask, is the nail salon across, is next door or across the street?
It's literally right across from us.
That's so funny. I hear that all the time, and yet people will spend hours on, like literally hours a day on Facebook or watching TV or... Mm-hmm. We all have the same amount of time. How are you choosing to allocate your time is a different question, but it's not that you don't have enough time. I love
exactly.
That.
And I brought up the nail salon thing because I have a client that, so the night before, the day before we opened, I'm actually getting ready to leave and, you know, getting ready for the first day of our opening. And she comes out of the nail salon and she's looking through the window. So I opened the door and we had a conversation and obviously she's like, I need to focus on my health. So she ended up joining. And so I want to say for the past couple of weeks, she's been absent the past couple of weeks, but guess where I saw her coming out of? The nail salon again. I was like, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks, but yeah, I see you coming out that nail salon. yeah, I know.
That's funny. So busted. She's going to have to find a new nail salon now.
Yeah, right.
Like, taking that excuse away from her. That's yeah.
She's going to switch. She's going to start. He's watching me. He knows my schedule.
Yep.
Awesome. So in your professional opinion, what is something that our listeners could do today that would positively up-level their health and wellness?
One, be active. Two, focus on what you put in your body. And the third piece is drink tons and tons and tons of water. You really can't drink enough water. You know, that it flushes all the toxins and sugars and, you know, all the stuff out of your body. It helps you eliminate the water waste that's in your body. And so that alone will help you drop weight. So, I mean, you have to be active. And that active level, find something that you enjoy doing. I'll use myself as an example. I absolutely hate the treadmill. I absolutely hate the stationary bike, the Stairmaster. It's boring. So before I found Nine Round, what I would find myself doing is I'll go to the gym. I love weightlifting. So I would lift weights, and then I'd force myself to do cardio. But then on day two, I'd get to 5 minutes into my cardio and I'm like, I really don't feel like doing this. But then I found something, a form of cardio that I like to do, which is kickboxing and Nine Round. And it's not just kickboxing. We do tons of other exercises throughout the other workout. So for me, I found a form of cardio that I actually enjoy doing. And so now I stick to that routine, not just because I'm an owner, but because I actually enjoy doing that form of cardio. It's 30 minutes of nonstop movement. So, you know, I would say find a form of cardiovascular or any workout in general that you enjoy doing and stick to that. For some people, it may be basketball. For some people, it may be tennis. So for some people, it may be outdoor running. For others, it actually might be kickboxing. Find something that you like to do that's fun and stick to that.
That's awesome.
And if they come to your gym, you'll make it fun, right?
We always make it fun. That's our number one goal. We have to have fun while we're in that gym with our clients. So we make sure we do that.
And by the way, he plays awesome music too. I got to mention that.
Yeah, that's actually I'm a big proponent. Music gets you going throughout your workout and that keeps you motivated. So my number one goal was to make sure we had some good music in that gym.
His
so that people
would
stay there. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Maybe you can share some of your top like five songs with our listeners, like maybe in the links later. Be like, here are some my top five Pump It Up songs, like a little playlist.
Yeah, I can share that on the link once it's posted.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So it's been a blast having you on the show today. I really love the take, and really being that it comes from such a personal place, right? You really found yourself in a situation and you had to get your health in order, and it's led down this path that's really helping and serving people in your community.
Yep.
And I think as an entrepreneur, I love that you highlighted not only just the help to the people coming in, but also working with this next generation of human beings and helping them find meaningful careers. So just
right.
Top to bottom, I think the work that you're doing is really important. So thank you so much for sharing
thank you
with us today. So I'm just curious, do you have any final thoughts to share with our listeners?
Just a couple of things. Stay positive, remain positive. Always breathe positive thoughts. If you breathe positive thoughts, positive things are bound to happen. You know, we all have periods or things within our lives that can, you know, sort of bring us down or allows us to think in a negative light. And it's okay. You're human, you know, it's perfectly normal. But then also, you know, get right back on track, get right back on that horse and, you know, ride into the sunset and, you know, keep staying the course. You have to remain positive and stay positive at all times.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. The power of positive thinking is huge. It's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Second Nature Show. It's been a pleasure having you. Where can our listeners find and follow you?
I have my Instagram page. Actually, I have two Instagram pages. So I'll give you the Nine Round page first. It's Nine Round South Plainfield NJ. So it's at Nine Round South Plainfield NJ. That's the Nine Round Gym Instagram page. I also have my personal fitness Instagram page, which is LRONMACK Fitness. That's the other Instagram page that I have for my personal self. And also on Facebook as well, Nine Round South Plainfield Stelton Road.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Dom, where can our listeners find and follow you?
They can reach me at coachdomcampbell.com.
Awesome. And Donna, what about you?
Donna at desirestatecoaching.com and also website desirestatecoaching.com.
Awesome. And you can find and follow me at Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach on Instagram and Fully Aligned Coaching on Facebook. And you can find and follow us at the Second Nature Show on Facebook or by emailing thesecondnatureshow@gmail.com. And if you or someone you know who would like to be a guest on the show, we would love to field any of those queries. We're really interested in getting people more information about ways that they can be healthy in all aspects of life. So if that sounds like a good fit for you, please reach out. We would love to help spread your information to a wider audience. Be sure to tune in with us next Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And remember, if you change your habits, you can change your life. Thank you so much. Bye.